sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Well, through the years when guys got their vasectomies, they did it alone. They got snipped, then they returned home to suffer in solitude. Well, no more are men spending their vasectomy-filled days alone. More and more men these days are getting together, scheduling the procedure on the same day, and then using their recovery time to party. Some of these brosectomies are big bashes involving gourmet meals and drinking good booze. A handful of doctors are making the most of the trend by remodeling their offices to accommodate such parties, installing big screen TVs, even serving snacks and liquor. I guess. I don't know. I mean, I guess if I'm gonna get snipped, I want it to be fun. You know, I don't want to just sit at home with a bag of frozen peas on my balls and wait it out. Might as well have some buddies around and suffer with me and drink some booze. That sounds pretty good, actually. You know what? Hey, all you guys out there that are thinking about getting snipped, let's do a big vasectomy party. It'll be a great bash. We'll try and get a band here to play some music. It'll be great. Who says we forget things when you drink? Believe it or not, a new study has found that booze can actually improve your memory. Researchers at the University of Exeter found that people who studied something after drinking were actually better at recalling what they had learned. I'm sure there's a limit to this, because if that was the case, I would have done way better in college. My scores would have been much higher if drinking helped your memory. I don't think I looked at a textbook sober once in college. Oh, I got to study. Hold my beer. I got to flip through this book quick. I know it all now. I'm going to ace the test. Lastly, now that Sean Spicer has resigned from his position as the White House press secretary, he's finally commenting on Melissa McCarthy's impression of him on Saturday Night Live, and he's not a fan. Just hours after he resigned, Spicer appeared on Fox News and told Sean Hannity that the SNL skit was, quote, over the line and malicious. He said, I'm a prankster. I like a good joke. I think when it's funny, it's funny. Sometimes it goes from funny to mean. I think that's where there were parts of it that were funny, but there was a lot of it that was over the line. It wasn't funny. It was stupid or silly or malicious. I'm surprised that he said parts of it were funny, because they roasted him. If you have not seen Melissa McCarthy as Sean Spicer, you need to check it out. They did a great job, and I think they've been on point with a lot of their political satire this time around. Of course, I'm sure the writers there don't even know where to start, because there's so much they can work with. But hey, there you go. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?